We'll call the Sussex County Council meeting to order for August 21st, 2012. First thing will be approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson?
Yes, good morning, Mr. President, and thank you. We can amend the agenda under executive session to eliminate job applications, personnel, and land acquisition, leaving pending and potential litigation.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
Yes.
You got it.
Motion, Mr. Dever, second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Dever?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. We had the minutes of August 14th meeting. Any questions, corrections, or concerns? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Rutt?
Thank you. There is one letter. This is dated August 7th, 2012, from the Food Bank of Delaware, directed to Sussex County Council. Thank you for your support of the Food Bank of Delaware's hunger relief programs that provide food to thousands of men, women, and children in need every year throughout the state. Your gift in the amount of $25,000, dated July 23, to the Food Bank will support our mission to provide nutritious foods to Delawareans and provide long-term solutions to the problems of hunger and poverty throughout community education or through community education and advocacy. In February 2010, the Food Bank of Delaware released the results of the latest hunger study analyzing hunger and food insecurity in the state of Delaware. This report indicates that 241,600 Delawareans are now utilizing emergency food assistance services through the Food Bank and our 475 hunger relief program partners. 45% of the household members we serve are children under 18 years old. In 2006, the year of our last study, 88,400 Delawareans depended on emergency food assistance. These numbers are staggering, and it is evident that Delaware families continue to feel the effects of the economy. Unfortunately, many families here in the first state are still unemployed or living paycheck to paycheck. Community support such as yours helped the Food Bank of Delaware during 2010-2011 provide over 623,452 meals during the school year and summer months to children in need, distribute 7.7 million pounds of food through our network of partners, over 55,846 backpacks filled with food when school is not in session, 7,046 50-pound meal boxes directly into the community, and 1.4 million pounds of fresh produce. Your continued support will give us the ability to secure more donated food and provide it to people in need through food closets, feeding programs, and food distributions. We appreciate your support, and most of all, we thank you for being a partner in ending hunger in Delaware. Sincerely, Patricia D. Beebe, President and CFO. And then there's a handwritten note, thank you, your support means a lot. And that's the only correspondence.
Any correspondence from council? Yeah. Ms. Dever?
I got a notice this morning that there's a meeting this evening at the Village of Five Points, and it says that your feedback is important. Join your family, friends, and neighbors to provide input on whether to grow, how to grow, how much to grow, and where to grow in the Cape region. This starts at 6, and it's over at 8:30, and it's sponsored by the Village of Five Points and the Cape Gazette.
Any else from council? Mr. Lawson.
Thanks, Mr. President. First item under my agenda is Delaware State Police contract. In your packet, outlined information pertaining to the current contract the county has with the Delaware State Police to provide additional troopers to Sussex County. During the state's budget process this year, members of the General Assembly, led by Representative Ruth Briggs King, approved to reinstate the terms of the contract and allocate state funding for additional troopers in Sussex County. If you agree to reinstate the terms of the contract today, four troopers will be added to Sussex County's roster, totaling 44 additional troopers sponsored by the county. We've discussed the option with DSP's leadership and have agreed to the terms of the contract reinstatement, which you will need to approve today. The new troopers will begin training this fall and will be on duty by spring 2013. With this roster expansion, we have also asked DSP to consider assigning an additional community liaison trooper to Sussex County. As you can see from the graphic, Mr. Guy, Thank you. As you can see from this graphic, the county currently pays $1.7 million for 40 troopers, or $42,843 per trooper. The state's request is for four more troopers at the cost of $49,082 per trooper, which decreases to $44,016 by year three. Please keep in mind the county's share of this contract only includes the trooper salaries, benefits, outfitting, and equipment costs. DSP pays for all other operating costs. To put it in perspective, compare what it costs Newcastle County right now to have 44 troopers. That same coverage would cost Sussex County $124,497 per trooper. And since their police department is already established, that figure does not include the startup costs Sussex County would incur. In total, Newcastle County's police department annual budget is approximately $50 million. In summary, county administration, along with the county finance department, highly recommends this reinstatement of the contract and the allocation of funding. We are joined today by Colonel Robert Koop, superintendent of the Delaware State Police, and members of his senior staff. Mr. Koop, or Colonel Koop, will come forward and have a few words, and if there are any questions, can address them. Afterwards, I have a motion for your consideration. Colonel Koop, thank you.
Good morning, Council, Sussex County residents. I come here with my staff, as Mr. Lawson said, representing Troop 4, Troop 5, and Troop 7. And speaking on their behalf and the behalf of the men and women of the Delaware State Police, we are honored at the opportunity to resume this contract and increase the complement of troopers in Sussex County. We value this partnership with Sussex County Council, and we value your support as well as the support of the residents of Sussex County and the support of our state legislators that have opened this door again for us for this opportunity. So we appreciate your support, and we look forward to revisiting the contract, reinstituting it, and continuing to increase the complement of troopers in Sussex County. If you have any questions.
Questions of council?
Just very pleased, very pleased.
Yep. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Colonel.
Thank you, Colonel, for being here today. I've got a motion if you'd like to consider. Be it moved, the Sussex County Council elects to restore the terms of the Memorandum of Understanding between the Department of Safety and Homeland Security, Division of State Police, representing the State of Delaware, and Sussex County.
Entertain that motion.
I'll make it.
Go ahead. Second.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole.
I'm the one complaining.
Any question on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Colonel.
Thank you.
Thank your staff for coming in. And if you want to leave now, that's fine. You can do that.
Thank you,
Colonel.
Get back to work.
We should have asked him not too many tickets. Get on the highway.
Next, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you. Next item is the Delaware Department of Transportation 2013-2018 Capital Transportation Program Requests. The 2013-18 draft CTP request was contained in your packets for your review. As you'll see this year, the requests have very little changes and focus on the same priorities contained in previous years. County's priorities remain improving the large traffic corridors, including our east-west routes, which have become increasingly congested and accident-prone in recent years, as well as our local roads, which continue to have increased use and deterioration. With the recent announcement of Phase 1 of the Sussex County runway extension, we remain supportive of the airport's expansion, as well as the inevitable realignment of Park Avenue Truck Route 9, which will create a true bypass around the town of Georgetown. Also, again included in this year's request, at Mr. Cole's urging, suggestions for improvements to the DART bus stop locations, and at Mrs. Deaver's request, improvements to safety for bicyclists using county roadways. Finally, we received a number of comments from the public, which we intend to submit for the record with the final version of the CTP. With your approval, staff will finalize this draft during Council's two-week break and bring back to you during the Tuesday, September 11th meeting the final version of this request, which you will then approve. If you wish to amend this draft today or in the next 2 weeks, please let us know. Following final approval, the request will be presented to the State Department of Transportation's public workshop from 4 to 7, Thursday, September 13th, at the South District Office, U.S. 113 South Bedford Street Extended in Georgetown. The public is invited to attend that meeting. I wish to thank Mr. Guy and Mr. Lynch for their assistance in preparing this year's requests. If you have any questions, we would be happy to address them today or in the next 2 weeks.
Of course.
Questions of council?
Help me understand this. We have a growth plan. Do we have a, is there a transportation plan that we can look at that would give you the scenario of what they're actually going to be doing? I mean, because it seems like it changes from year to year. The dates that they're going to do this and that, and it changes, and it's hard to keep up with. Is there really a plan?
From the Department of Transportation?
Yes.
We can find out if there is a plan and how soon that gets updated. I know they do have planning documents that they share with the public. I'm not sure if that's what you're referencing, but if there is something for public consumption, we will we'll research
that. There is a plan that we reference in our land use planning process.
For the module.
Yes.
Right.
So
transportation module is part of the comp plan, but then DLDOT's plan is the six-year CTP. That is the plan.
And that is the plan.
That's
the plan.
That's their funding plan for capital projects.
That's on the website.
Yes.
And that explains what the agenda is, what their agenda is?
It shows what has been programmed as far as funding throughout the state in all three counties, capital projects, and the most recent plan that is up now is the 2012-2017 plan. What they will unveil as part of these public workshops in the coming weeks will be the 2013-2018 CTP. So
okay.
That will be the six-year plan from this point moving forward.
The problem, I guess, is a lack of funding for most of these big projects.
Limited funding has been
obviously... States run out of money.
...a hurdle. So.
Okay.
Anything else from council?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
No,
Thank you, Mr. Guy.
Thank you.
Keep on top of that one.
Mr. Treasurer Port, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you. First item, the Greenwood Library will be closed beginning Monday, August 27th, to prepare for the move to their temporary location at the site known to locals as the Hilltop at intersection of Route 13 South and Route 16. The move will take place on September 2. County and state information technology staff will ready the networks, the servers, the PCs on the week of the 16th. The Greenwood Library is scheduled to reopen at the Hilltop location on Monday, October 1. However, if there are no glitches in the listed plans, it could reopen the last week in September. We want to thank the public for their patience during this transition. Second, per the attached Delaware State Police activity report for July, there were 4,984 total traffic arrests and 1,584 criminal arrests. Of that 1,584, 693 were felony and 891 were misdemeanor criminal arrests. Of the total hours spent on duty, 44% were spent on criminal investigations. Per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, Ferris Courtyard Subdivision reached substantial completion effective August 16th, 2012. And last, the Sussex County Council will not meet on August 28th or September 4th as a result of the summer holiday in honor of the Labor Day holiday, respectfully. The next regularly scheduled meeting of the Sussex County Council will occur on September 11th, 2012. County offices will be closed Monday, September 3rd for the Labor Day holiday. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Webb, pension recommendations.
Thank you. We had a pension committee meeting on August 2nd. And this is the third meeting of the year, and one of our goals was to meet more regularly every quarter, and we've been doing a good job of that. In your packet, you received the performance reports as of June 3012 for both the pension and the OPEB plan, as well as an investment manager search, which is also one of our goals, is to change up some of our investment managers on the OPEB plan. At the meeting, we discussed the performance of both the pension and OPEB funds, and I'll just give you highlights of that today as you can read that on your own. It was very detailed, and I do have some recommendations for council today. First off, the state came down. Mr. David Craik did a presentation and a visit on the state pool, which is a large portion, over 30% of our pension fund assets, and talked about how they're managed, how they manage their investment pool, who does it, how assets get changed. It was very interesting. They manage a large billions of dollars. For our pension fund, year to date, our assets are up 5.3%. 1 year, 2.3%, and over the last 3 years, 11.1%. The fund continues to do very well, especially when the market's been down, as it has in the second quarter, and it continues to rank in the top 8% of government pensions for this quarter. No actions required today on this fund. The next meeting, however, will be in November, and that's when we bring in our annual contribution and do a more comprehensive analysis of our rates and our returns. For the OPEB fund, this is a fund that we've been trying to restructure since we changed our ordinance. The year-to-date assets are up 3.8%. For 1 year, they're down 1.4%. And we're looking at the Allianz RCM continues to be below its benchmark, so this has prompted the new investment manager search. And there was a separate report on that. I will be recommending changes to the fund today, to the OPEB fund, for the investment managers, which will decrease the volatility and complement our other OPEB investments. Our pension consultants are recommending the following: that we liquidate all assets of the Vanguard Value Index, liquidate the assets of the Allianz RCM Disciplined Equity, and redeem $1.6 million from Ridgeworth Small Cap Value. And with the proceeds of those sales, we purchase $5 million of Vanguard Russell 1000 Index, $1 million of Vanguard Dividend Growth, $1 million of BlackRock Equity Dividend. What we're restructuring in detail is between the core value and growth of the small cap and the large cap. And what this does is this gives us a better diversification, and it will change and reduce our fees by about $25,000 in what we're paying on the funds. It will give us better protection in the downside, lower volatility, complement the managers we already have, and add enhancement to our allocation of investments. And as you can see in the report that was given, it's very detailed as to graphs and pinpoints and where we're at and betas and all kinds of things. So the pension committee discussed options brought by the consultant, and we discussed them in length, as you'll see in the minutes, as to which one should we choose. And that's the result of this. Is our recommendation is the Vanguard Russell 1000, the Vanguard Dividend Growth, and the BlackRock Equity Dividend to replace those that we want to liquidate. In November, when we do our annual report, so to speak, we have our pension contribution, and then our consultant Pierce Park Group will be here to discuss the whole year and can touch on this if, you know, we want to. And then we'll get to see a little bit of how they do in the next couple of months also. But the OPEB needed a lot of restructuring. It really did. We were limited on the assets that we had purchased because of the way we had to do an RFP. So
for the people who listening, could you tell them what OPEB is?
Oh, it's the other post-employment benefit fund.
Thank you.
It is the fund where we keep the health insurance benefits for the pensioners.
Any question of counsel, Mrs. Webb?
I do have a motion.
Please.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the following pension transactions, all of the current value as a date: liquidate all assets of Vanguard Value Index, liquidate all assets of Allianz RCM Disciplined Equity, redeem $1.6 million from Ridgeworth Small Cap Value. With the proceeds of the above sales, purchase $5 million of Vanguard Russell 1000 Index, $1 million of Vanguard Dividend Growth, and $1 million of BlackRock Equity Dividend.
Entertain a motion.
I'll make it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion?
Yeah, I just want to say that we're really getting good advice from the folks who are on the pension committee. I think they're doing a great job. I've been following what they're doing. Very happy with it.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you, Mrs.
Webb. Thank you and the committee for all your hard work. Julie Wheatley, Economic Development Department update.